With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia launching a massive attack on Ukraine's capital with missiles and drones hitting primarily civilian communities. At least 13 people have been killed, 86 injured. Authorities say the residential buildings taking the brunt of that, and they expect the death toll to climb. President Trump in North Dakota earlier Wednesday for the opening of the new Teddy Roosevelt Library.
We come to the heartland of America to pay tribute to a man who embodied the heart and soul and fight and spirit of our country as much as anyone who ever lived.
President Trump in North Dakota telling the crowd he was able to secure this land for the library when he signed a bill during his first term in office.
He's a very special man, and that's why I'm here, President Theodore Roosevelt, and he loved your community, he loved your state.
Laura Winters reporting.
Former CIA Director John Brennan is filing suit against the Trump administration, demanding a court order that would require officials to preserve records from investigations that target him. He claims the records would be essential for him to mount a defense on vindictive prosecution grounds in the event of a future indictment brought by the administration. Alibaba agreeing to pay $600 million to settle a dispute with Uncle Sam.
The Chinese e-commerce giant was facing allegations of selling and importing illegal pharmaceuticals and equipment through its platforms, Alibaba.com and AliExpress.com. In fact, the IRS says it conducted more than 40 undercover purchases of illegal items on those platforms. Alibaba admits it failed to stop about 80,000 unlawful imports over an eight-year span between January of 2016 and December of 2024. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. The PC USA rejecting monogamy. Here is correspondent Michael Harrington.
A committee of the Presbyterian Church USA has declared a proposed amendment that would have required all clergy to be in monogamous relationships out of order, but did refer it for, quote, future study. The amendment was greeted with vigorous opposition from LGBT groups within the PCUSA, claiming it was designed to restrict the lifestyle choices of homosexuals. Critics say the denomination is actually flirting with polyamory, as are some others. Michael Harrington reporting.
That new Bible curriculum approved last month for use in public schools in Texas by fourth grade students will encounter passages about Jesus in the New Testament. Middle school kids will be expected to read several passages concerning Jesus Christ. And in high school, students will be reading stories about Adam and Eve. This is SRN News. Well, U.S. and Iranian negotiators have met separately with Qatari and Pakistani mediators. Host Qatar is reportedly now ready to say that it's in a very positive situation in the talks. Vice President J.D. Vance says discussions between the U.S. and Iran are progressing nicely.
Just ensuring that we continue to make the progress on that. And that's what they're focused on. And then, you know, we're going to, obviously, we're worried about the nuclear issue. We're going to start talking about that. So right now, the talks are going well. It's still pretty early.
Well, President Trump taking the maiden voyage on a new Air Force One earlier Wednesday. His plane landed in North Dakota. The retrofitted Boeing 747-800 was a gift from Qatar. It was reportedly worth $400 million. More details, srnnews.com.